know that words will change your brain? Scientific fact. It'll change how you perceive things. It can change your biochemistry. When we speak words that uplift, it has a certain impact. When we have words that bring us down, certain impact. And a lot of the words, let's be honest, are things that we tell ourselves. And after a while, we tend to believe those things. Typically and mostly when they're, well, when they're lies and they're not helpful. Because Satan loves to camp right there. My name is Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Stephen. And we are here in our Intentional Living studio on this very, very special day for Intentional Living. I leave right after the show to be in Glendale, Arizona tonight for the Night of Hope. And we'll talk more about that. And you're thinking, I didn't know about it. Well, you haven't been listening because we've been talking about the powerful evening tonight. Jordan St. Cyr. I get a chance to teach some of the radio staff, lots of resources. It's going to be a great evening in Glendale, Arizona, Night of Hope. Music and the truth of living intentionally and how to really experience hope and bring it alive in your life, in your marriage, your family. And you can still grab some tickets at theintentionallife.com. Hundreds coming, but we have a spot for you. Go to theintentionallife.com. Today, the power of words. Research shows that the more we choose to engage with a certain type of language, and that could be negativity or positivity or speaking the truth as a Christian, the easier it becomes for the brain to automatically adopt that language in any given situation. If you notice sometimes when you do something that admittedly you didn't want to do and you feel like it was kind of, well, unfortunate, do you have a certain thing you tell yourself? Randy, that was so, you are so stupid. Come on, it's easy to say that. Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that again? And it's easy to start to believe these lies that somewhere or other you don't measure up. And in the process, it damages relationships. It can damage your marriage. It can damage so many areas. So today, we're just focusing on those words that are making a difference, the positivity of someone that's spoken to your life, and what difference has that made? And we'd love to have you join in on our storyline at 888-888-1717. Jennifer, are you there in New Mexico?
I am here, Dr. Randy.
Thank you for your call. Tell me, who spoke into your life or speaks into your life and the difference it's made?
It is my husband of 31 years.
And what has he said to you? What does he speak into your life?
So I come from a home with not a lot of love. And, you know, hurt, and we've been married for 31 years, and I would say at least 15 years ago, we got into a disagreement, and I thought he was going to be hurtful and mean to me then, and he would say to me, Jennifer, I love you. I'm never going to hurt you. I'm always going to love you. I'm not going to be what you grew up with. I love you. So that means so much to me.
Did I take time to believe that?
Oh, yes, because when you've had so much unlove in your life that you don't think you deserve love. Yeah. So yes, definitely took a lot of time.
You know, that's part of it, you know, because as I just said, the research shows that our brains are changed by words. I mean, you can just sort of understand that. If someone is very angry and gets in your face, it's changing your brain. You hear the impact, or you feel the impact in your biochemistry and in your emotions and your own response. And after a while, if you're in an environment where there's constant anger or constant negativity, that makes a difference from being in an environment of positivity. And I mean that in a Christian perspective, not just happy talk. But truth, right? We're talking about truth. I love you. You're valuable. One of the most important things that we can look at another person and say, you are valuable. God created you. I love you. Every person's valuable. You see a person that maybe isn't in the same camp that you're in, age-wise or education or experience or finance or whatever, and they're just as valuable as you are, just as valuable as I am. Because God created us. We're made in his image. He doesn't make junk. And he loves us. And so when we read his word, he speaks into our life truth. Sometimes he commands us, sometimes in his word he's challenging us, and sometimes he's just encouraging us. But to understand the power of the words that when we speak to each other, it's a big part of it. We're going to talk about this tonight. I'm going to go in a little more detail on how this really works and how to make it work in your marriage, for instance, and in your family and your relationships. Powerful. All right, quick break. More to come on the other side. Don't go away.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
The right decision at the right time can make a huge positive difference in your life. You know, Joshua made one decision and it changed his life. You know, when he declared, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord," he was putting an immovable spike in the ground. It changed the course of his life, his family, and the nation. What's one decision that would change your life, your marriage, and your family for good? I want to invite you to join me tonight at the Haven Church for a night of hope. You'll discover five powerful truths leading to experiencing freedom and peace in your marriage and family or in your own personal life. It's within reach. Night of Hope tonight. A night to enjoy, to laugh, to learn, and be encouraged. Haven Church in Glendale, Arizona. But you need tickets. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Have you ever had an aha moment when you realized you needed to make a change or do something different in your life?
We don't have very many aha moments. We're so busy doing what we're doing, working on what we're working on, speaking for myself, that those aha moments just kind of come and go.
In Dr. Randy's message, How to Have More Aha Moments, he'll explore 10 ways you can have more of these moments and stay away from crisis moments in our lives. This month, we have an incredible opportunity as some friends of the ministry will match your gift dollar for dollar up to $10,000 to help reach the critical fiscal year-end funding need. To receive unlimited access to Dr. Randy's teachings and send in your matching gift, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, I hope you'll do that. We really could use your help, and our friends that are matching every gift dollar for dollar here in June, our closing month for the fiscal year, is the way we're going to launch this thing. And it's important because between now and the end of June, we have a need of $50,000. And that's just to go right back into the ministry. We're listener supported. You make it possible for Intentional Living, the broadcast, podcast, our events, publications, everything that we do, you make it possible. We don't borrow money. Everything goes back to the ministry to impact people. You want to reach a person and help somebody change a life? Boy, what a great time to do it and see it doubled right now when you give. And all you have to do is call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, and press number 2, talk to our staff, or go to theintentionallife.com. Boy, we could use your help big time. Thank you in advance for that special love gift right now.
When I was in my early 20s, I'm 55 now, and I was about probably 19 or 20 then. I had a coworker, and he was in his 40s and he rode his bike to work, and I thought it was a little smarty pants, so I thought I'd judge him, and I was kind of critical of the guy. And one day he asked me for a ride home because his bike had a flat, and so I gave him a ride home, and as I dropped him off, he turned around and he said to me, he said, "You know, you're a very, very pretty girl, but you've got a really, really ugly mouth." and it was like a knife in my chest, and it broke my heart. And after I left, I just bawled all the way home, and I started crying, and I asked God, oh God, please clean my mouth up. I think when you're young, you don't even pay attention to how you speak, and you adopt all sorts of foul language or innuendos, or you just don't give a lot of thought to your speech. And that man, who was a little nobody to me, has impacted my life in such an amazing way. And here I look down at him. So I think sometimes we can look down at people and think they can't speak into our lives, but this guy's words really pierced me.
Listen, your words matter. The changing lives. God's word. You think about the marvelous things that have happened as the word of God is spoken and shared in people's lives. That's why the spoken word is such a powerful thing. All right, let's get back to the calls. Connie is on the line. Connie, welcome to Intentional Living. Appreciate your call. Yeah, appreciate your call.
Randy.
Hi there. Tell me about who spoke into your life.
Well, when I was a very young girl, my sister took me to church with her. And I don't know the elderly woman, but a woman approached me and she said, honey, do you have your own Bible? And I shook my head no. And she said, I want you to have this. This is my personal Bible.
Wow.
And she already had, you know, markings in it. And it was just such a gift. I still have that Bible 50 years later. Now I'm an older woman.
Wow. So you didn't know her? You were there first time?
No.
She walked up and did this.
Yep, she gave me her personal Bible, and that just touched me, and it stayed with me my entire life.
How did that impact you spiritually, or continuing to go to church and maybe grow in your faith? Did that have impact on that?
I think it was the catapult to trying to love others the way Jesus loves us and God loves us.
Yeah.
And right? How we give of ourselves and treat others kindly.
Yeah. Well, that's a great, I mean, that is a huge thing. I mean, someone coming and handing you their Bible, their own personal Bible, something God must have spoken to her in some amazing way for her to do that. I'm not sure I'd do that. I mean, my Bible got all sorts of little notes and things that you write in it. But I'll tell you what, the thought crossed my mind, it wouldn't be a bad thing to maybe have a few little Bibles available with you from time to time and ask that very same question. And maybe you do write in it some encouragement for people. I don't know. I'm always thinking about ideas here, I guess. We're talking about the power of words today, the power of words, and you can share on our comment line, 888-888-1717. Let's go to Ruth in Arizona. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
Hi, appreciate your call. Who spoke into your life?
My Aunt Joyce.
What'd she say?
Well, it was when I was younger. Well, both my parents died. My mother died when I was in my 30s. And I'd always wondered, when did I accept Christ? Because I just always seemed to know him.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand that. And so my mother was gone, and she was my closest person. And so at that time, so I went back to my aunt, who, if I could have chosen a mother, she would have been it because of her Christian values and her, you know, she's my aunt, but she didn't discipline me. So, but anyway, so I asked my aunt, I said, you know, I've been trying to go through and figure out when I became a Christian. And she goes, and I said, when did I learn about Jesus? And she goes, you've always walked with him. You've always walked with him. And I said, but when did I accept him? And she goes, you never didn't accept him. You just always accepted him from the day you started talking.
Mm.
I was like, but everybody's supposed to accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. And she said, you've done that several times, but you just always were a person who walked with God. I'm like, wow. Even when I didn't realize I was, you know, when I rebelled and went against his ways and stuff, I guess my aunt still said that I was still following in his steps.
Well, let me ask you, Ruth, do you have the assurance of that today? That you know Jesus is in your life, that you've given your life to him, and that you walk with him every day?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. That's the point. You know, the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. That's a hard pill to swallow, but it's true. But the gift of God is eternal life. And he goes on to say, Paul says in Romans, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we're saved. It's not a complicated thing, but it's a precious gift. We don't have to do a lot, but you know, when we give our life to Christ, we want to do a lot. What I mean by that is then we want to live intentionally in him. And that's the message. That's what this ministry is all about. We want to see you be intentional in giving your life to Christ, and then intentionally every day saying, hey, I want to glorify God. And in the process, you know what? I benefit in the process. All right. We got more calls we're going to get to. Dad had something powerful to say to Queena in Georgia, and we'll find out what it is in just a minute.
A night of music, laughter, and hope. It's Family Life Radio's Night of Hope, Friday, June 6th with Dr. Randy Carlson.
You can experience more peace and hope and joy in your relationships, and I'm going to show you how to do that at the Night of Hope.
You'll also hear inspiring music by Jordan St. Cyr.
You've walked me through fire.
Friday, June 6th at Haven Church in Glendale, Arizona. Sponsored in part by Compassion International. Tickets are going fast. Get yours at theintentionallife.com.
All right. Hey, it is June 6th tonight, the Night of Hope in Glendale, as you heard there at the Haven Church. Looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to hearing Jordan. I've never met him, but we hear him on the radio. I get a chance to meet him tonight and with you enjoy the music and the worship and hear his story. And then I get a chance to come and talk about these five powerful things I've been really focusing on, including the words will be one of the topics, the power of words, as we dig a little deeper in how that can change your marriage, your family, your relationships. Maybe you're driving around Phoenix today and you're saying, you know, I could use some encouragement. I need a little hope in my life. Maybe we could have a night where we're going to laugh and learn, do it with some friends, maybe with my spouse, if you're married, and come and be a part of this evening. Tonight, 7 o'clock, yeah, a few tickets left. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
I'd just like to say thank you very much for your program. You're talking about how words impact our lives, and in our family, we tend to miscommunicate or not communicate at all often, and it does cause problems and stuff, and I just really appreciate the tips that you leave and the help that you give through your ministry and everything, and I continue to pray for our family, and I guess intentionally, I'm trying my best through prayer and through listening to people like you about how can I change my words so that they come out more positively instead of saying, don't do this or you, and things like that. So God bless. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Thank you for sharing your stories. Let's go. Queena, Georgia, about Dad. Talk about words. What difference has it made?
When my dad was alive, he would say to me, your word is like gold. Your word is your bond. And so he said, don't say it if you're not going to do it. And don't say, yes, I'm going to do something, and don't do it.
I bet that's important to you now, isn't it?
It really is. So whenever I'm getting ready to do something, I think through it.
Yeah.
Before I commit to it, I think through it.
I don't know if you're married or not, but if you are, I bet it's important your husband follow through with what he says. That's important to you.
Yes. If you say something, I have to admit, I'm not like that with everybody. I understand that just because I learned that not everyone will follow through.